Hi, this is Ethan Ardelli, and you're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice.
And I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to another edition of Live in the Shoe Swap. Some artists are explorers. They go to the edges of the conventional to find fresh perspectives on their respective craft. Tonight we listen to one of those pioneers striking out for a musical terra incognita. Ethan Ardelli is that different drummer that some individuals march to. Have a seat and be prepared to take some notes on what promises to be a challenging journey to music's outer limits, starting with a visit to Les Calanques.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Ethan Ardelli, and I'm a jazz drummer, and I live in Toronto, Ontario. But I'm originally from Sydney, Nova Scotia, which is in
Okay.
Sydney's on Cape Breton Island.
Yeah, I know where that is.
And so I was born and raised in Sydney, and then I moved to Toronto to go to music school in 2003. I went to
Okay.
U of T,
Yeah.
and then kind of started meeting some people and started playing some gigs. And then in 2006, I graduated.
Yeah.
And then kind of since then, I've been playing gigs. So I guess I've been doing this now for 12 years. So I guess now I'm a jazz drummer. So that's what I do for a living. So it's kind of cool.
So how does, just to ask the question, how does somebody who comes from Cape Breton become a jazz drummer? I mean, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia itself is so soaked in traditional music. How does that happen?
Well, you got like I a few things. I just always liked jazz for some reason.
Right.
My parents had good taste in music, and was always different. They had different types of music at the house, and when I was in grade, I always loved the drums. That was one thing. Just for some reason, I always loved the drums. But when I was in grade 5, I started playing saxophone in school band, and my
Okay.
dad, I came home and I was like, he really wanted me to play saxophone. And I was like, well, who plays saxophone? He's like, oh, I got some records. And so he had Charlie Parker
Right.
compilation album, and then he had John Coltrane's A Love Supreme.
Of
So
course.
those were the first two jazz records that I listened to. And to be honest, Coltrane stuff was a little too out for me at the time. Elvin Jones I loved right away, but I think what Coltrane was doing harmonically at the time, it sounded
Blew
like
your
a bunch.
mind.
Yeah, I was just like, it sounded weird. And but Charlie Parker I loved. Like immediately, I just thought it was just the smartest, coolest music I ever heard. So, for whatever reason, jazz always just made a lot of sense to me. It was just kind of like this. Oh, this they're playing a melody and now they're making up their own melodies. Like, oh, this is really interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you.